Boom 2010, seventh day of the festival. Tonight will be the full moon here in Idanha Nova, Portugal. Boom this year is going, I would say, pretty well. And we are with Lorenzo, a worldwide traveler. He attended many gatherings, festivals around the world. And it's his first visit to Boom, and would like to know about the highlights in terms of feelings, thinkings to this festival. So, good morning, Lorenzo.
Good morning, Sergio, and to anyone that might be listening. One of my first impressions is that Boom is an extension of the essence, if you want to say, the essence of what I tend to feel and see in just about every type of festival in different parts of the world. That is to say, whether it's whether it might be techno-oriented or a metaphysical or blues or African tribal music along with Japanese gatherings that happen in and out of cities. I am very impressed by the fact that we share obviously this common human bond. I mentioned to Sergi earlier that perhaps part of that bond is some return to the primal. It seems almost obvious. Even ironically, with the word, the name Boom itself is like reminiscent of the boom boom of a mother's heartbeat when we're in a fetal development stage. And if there's any truth to the fact that we tend to share common impressions during our fetal development, then this might be one of them, the returning to the boom boom or the heartbeat of it all. So there's that's one big impression for me. The other is on a physical material level is how nicely organized Boom seems to be after so many years of hearing about it. I'm glad I took the time to come and actually partake and share. And then of course the multicultural aspect and multilingual aspect. But again, on a more primal level, sharing, modern tribalism is pretty obvious. That seems to be one of the most obvious things. And, costumes, colors of skin, types of music, the mixture of metaphysical, spiritual, and a nightclub aspect of it all. That's about it for that aspect.
Yeah, I would like to ask you also about these other parts of the festival. I mean, not only the dance floors, I mean, even the ambient temple, the dance temple, sacred fire. There are also interesting points for the people, like the healing area, the liminal village, the drop, the artist, the visual artist gallery. Could you tell us a bit about your impressions about these areas? Probably you attended some of the lectures or the healing area.
My personal experience and impression is that it's almost like a personally speaking, I don't want to say not necessarily shopping center, but visual and emotional shopping center. In meaning, in effect, that as one wanders around, there's a diversity of these different things that you mentioned. That that some of us might be interested in all of the aspects, but of course, others might only be interested in one or two. Either way, there's a satisfaction that most of us can feel, and that I definitely feel. Personally, I appreciate very much the diversity in any gathering, whether it's in a small one in a home or a very large festival gathering. when you have diversity of ideas and expressions of human emotion and spirituality, it's a turn on for me. Just a short historical note on it all. I remember it wasn't so many years ago, maybe 25 years ago, where there was a very heavy resistance to what people that considered themselves more organic gatherings, like Rainbow Tribe gatherings, and individuals that were very resistant to anything electronic, or electronic people that were very resistant to anything metaphysical and spiritual. But now, with what seems to be a marriage or an evolution that's brought us to the point where these things have been integrated all together, I'm assuming it's a reflection of what our current culture is. That is to say, those of us that are in a so-called alternative culture, many of us can relate to all the different diverse aspects. I had very good experiences at one of the Tantric Kundalini lectures. There was a lady there two or three nights ago. That side by side with a lady from England giving out information in about an hour lecture regarding nutrition and raw foods. And that side by side with one of the largest lecture gatherings seemed to be the psychotropic drug or psychotropic substance lecture. I could go on, but I think that's my main feeling, is an enjoyment of the diversity.
Okay, well, as said, we are, now it's morning, tonight is the full moon, the peak of the moon. It's in the program, there is an amazing act that it's 10 hours percussion tribal act with some interesting bands from around the world, like Highlight Tribe from France, Wild Marmalade from Australia. How you are expecting like this final night, because yes, tomorrow you are coming back. Actually, tomorrow will be the last day of Boon. So how you would describe this evolution since you arrived here 7 days ago and now, I mean, just almost at the end of the festival, how you expecting this final closing of this boom?
If anyone is listening, is at all familiar with the so-called classic concerto, you often know, and actually we could even speak of raga, classic Hindi raga. There is a rhythm. There's a generally a slow movement and a building up to a so-called crescendo that I think runs deep in the compositions of just about any Asian, American, et cetera, type of so-called concerto. So if we want to look at, let's say, look at Boom in a way of a concert within a concert, we began with the so-called early morning raga, which is generally very, very soft and very moving at a slow tempo. And then this second, or the third and fourth day, perhaps even the fifth, there's a medium crescendo and picking up with a little less pianissimo, you know, a little piano, into more of a crest, and should we say a heavier boom boom, using that slang. And now, you know, with the classic full moon night and people's anticipation, and if we want to look at it as a synchronistic unity of a gathering of all of our expectation and emotion, then we have our nuclear explosion. We have the full-on crescendo, and we have the ba-ba-boom type of night. And looking at it symbolically and looking at it physically, it's like, you know, Shiva and Shakti going nuts on a heavy lovemaking scene. And we do the ba-ba-boom.
Okay, so yeah, time to go. Time for the dance floor now. Thank you very much for your words, feelings, and all the best in the trips.
Yeah, thank you, Sergi, for the connection, for the ride, actually. From we had a very nice ride, by the way, together. from his town, his hometown near Barcelona. So, gracias, gracias a todo, a gente y al boom, etc., etc. Hasta la próxima vez.
Obrigado, boom.